Mark, not a bad hit out to come all the way to Gunnedah for the country champs next week, but it's one of those things where the province needed the hit out, didn't we?
Yeah, look, I think our boys obviously haven't been able to have a hit out up until now, so it was good for us just to be able to come here as a squad and put a few guys together that haven't previously played together and just to start to work out a few combinations. So that's probably the most positive thing for us out of the hit out.
Where are the core of the players come from? Is it out of the university teams or is it out of the Blues or a bit of a mixture?
It's a bit of a mixture this year. We've got probably, 50 to 60% of the guys college, but we do actually have quite a few of the young town guys coming through as well, and we're probably quite a young side this year. But, that doesn't mean that, I think the guys are going to get intimidated or anything like that. It's just something where we're going to have to build as a squad and get used to playing around each other.
Yeah. And it's great that you've got the home tournament as well, which should give you a little bit of a boost. And the real challenge is getting into that top four, isn't it?
Yeah, well, last year probably for the 20s, we played Illawarra in the final, and I think everyone expected Illawarra to win that. Now guys proved that, we could certainly match it with the big guys. And this year we are in the top tier, obviously, as Central North are as well. So it'll be great for both zones, actually, to have a tournament so close by where we can actually get players there rather than the last few years we've obviously had to travel a lot of kilometres.
Is there any temptation to grab some kids that are 17 or 18 to put into this team from Taz, or is Taz sort of quarantined from any of that next level sort of rugby?
Yeah, no, Taz obviously a part of the GPS competition, and probably from a safety and all other aspects, we certainly wouldn't look at doing that. For us, we actually have a lot of young players anyway in our zone. For us actually getting numbers generally isn't such a major issue for us. So I think we just let the schoolboys do their stuff, and then once they leave school, then we're more than happy to take them on.
And what about Gyra and also Glen Innes? It's a great challenge to try and get not only players to play out of those towns, but try and get some culture out of it as well. Is there anything we can do there to sort of get into the schools? Like, we've got some new development officers now with Tom Davidson and also Calf Little to sort of help out Walshy, and it'd be nice to get the occasional Waratah player to make a bit of an effort to come up as well.
Yeah, I think it's the really probably area that we've been let down over the last sort of decade by the ARU is the fact we haven't had enough intensity in the schools as far as, getting these top line players along. I think Aussie rules and that have probably, shown the way, and I think we now need to sort of start to do that. But there's a lot of talent like in small towns like Bingara, Glen Innes, Gyra. It's just a matter of probably getting the profile and being able to harness that.
And of course you've got some great events that have happened there. Of course you've got the Taz Schools Carnival that bring buckets of kids into the place, and it's a great foundation for kids maybe to go to Taz but also go to university there. But also of course you've got the New England Mutual National Rugby Camp that drags out players, maybe Wallaroos and Wallabies coming up and Waratah players as well, but maybe another camp in the middle of the year during this time in the school holidays before the season starts, or something a little bit different.
Yeah, look, I think Armidale, probably as a town has a higher rugby per, population sort of playing rate than anywhere else. So I think the important thing for us is actually, trying to make sure we provide all those opportunities, and whether it be through training, whether it be through appearances from the, higher level players. I'd love to see someone like an Israel Folau, doing a tour through the northwest of New England. I think that'd be exactly the sort of thing where kids would actually then want to start to take up rugby. As I said, we already have a nursery here. I think it's just a matter of developing that. As I said, we do draw from a fairly small population, and but as I said, we do have a lot of pride in what we actually represent in being New England, and obviously there's been a lot of great players come out of New England over the years. So for us, it's about, probably not being so town-focused about where everyone's from. It's a matter of, well, we're now representing ourselves as a zone, and that's how we go.
And finally, what do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant, actually.
Yeah, what's it like to work in the Armidale, New England region?
Yeah, so I was originally Armidale born and bred, and my firm's MF Partners, so we're probably not that well known, but we tend to specialise in a lot of corporate work. So our website is www.mfpartners.com.au.
Thanks very much, Mark. We wish you all the best moving forward as you coach the New England under-20 side at this year's New South Wales Country Rugby Championships at home.